Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though ambition flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, is born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, with Yahshua, a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that puts the kids to bed, this that I got realness. I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks, they call the tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitched, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I been through probably offend you, this is Paula's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, furnace, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've done so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial, extrovert, and excellent mean an extrovert. And absentness, what the fuck you hurt? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff, gonna plead this case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth when the prophets say I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
Some of the negative things that we deal with have been in our family line for generations. They keep getting passed down. Addictions, depression, bad relationships. I talked to a man that had a problem with his temper. He said, Joel, I get angry so easily. I don't know what's wrong with me. He told his father was the same way and how his grandfather was very hot-tempered. These spirits can get in our family line and travel from generation to generation. I've seen people that come from parents that were divorced. They end up divorced. You look back generations and see a pattern. Practically everyone went through a divorce. It's not a coincidence that we struggle in certain areas. Maybe you can't seem to get ahead. You take one step forward and it's two steps backwards. Just when you're ready to move up, you have an unexpected expense. Something goes wrong. Takes your fun. It's always something. That's not just bad luck. those are generational forces that are limiting you. They're keeping you from stepping into the abundance and victory that belongs to you. This will continue going to the next generation and the next until someone rises up and puts an end to it. I believe that someone is you. You wouldn't be hearing this if you weren't called to make a difference. You've been raised up for such a time as this. And I declare that every generational curse that's in your family line is broken. I declare the addiction, depression, divorce, low self-esteem, poverty, not having enough, those forces will no longer have any power over you in the name of Jesus. I declare that you are the difference maker. I declare you will set a new standard, that you will take your family to a higher level. I declare supernatural favor, supernatural breakthroughs, supernatural increase. My father was raised in poverty. His parents lost everything during the Great Depression. He had to drop out of high school to work on the farm to help the family survive. Didn't look like he had much of a future. But at 17 years old, he gave his life to Christ, the first one in his family. He suddenly had the desire to become a minister. He had no education, no experience, no money. But he told his parents he was going to leave the farm and go out and start ministering. He could feel those seeds of greatness on the inside. His parents were good people. They loved him, but they didn't understand him. They said, John, you're making a big mistake. All you know how to do is work on the farm. You better stay here with us. They were saying, you don't have what it takes. You're not that talented. We've always been poor, defeated, mediocre. That's just who we are. If my father would have listened to those words, I wouldn't be here. To receive the blessing, you have to get rid of the negative things people have spoken over you. They may have meant well. They were trying to help. But they told you what you can't do, how you don't measure up, how you'll never be successful. That ex-spouse, how you're not attractive. Nobody will ever want you. Don't let them limit your future. They don't know what's in you. They didn't see you before you were formed in your mother's womb. They didn't breathe life into you. They didn't call you, equip you, empower you. God is saying to you today, you are blessed. You are favored. You are strong, talented, valuable, free. You have greatness in you. You are destined to leave your mark, to make the world a better place. You're about to shine. You're about to see favor in greater ways. You've celebrated others. You're about to be celebrated. You've admired friends. You've honored coworkers. You're about to be admired, esteemed, honored. You're going to come out of the background into the foreground. From being overlooked to being in charge. I declare you will excel. You will rise higher. You will go further than anyone thought. You will accomplish more than you've ever dreamed. You may feel stuck in your career like you can't get ahead. I declare you're about to be unstuck. You're about to step into opportunities that you've never imagined. You're going to discover things in you that you didn't know you had. Gifts, talents, books, songs, movies, ideas, inventions, businesses. Now do your part. Tune out all the negative voices. What God has declared, no person can stop. No bad break, no disappointment. The blessing always overrides the curse.
All right, guys. Royalty, royalty, royalty. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Haru, Seven Oracle Guys, and Just for people to know, anybody that's tuned into Enhancing Awareness Radio knows that it's about the message, you know what I mean? And I think that message was relevant. Jesus, Most High, Allah, whoever, you know, the spiritual drive, you know, the unseen drive, whatever you connect with, you know what I mean? So it's about the message. All right, guys, this is going to be a good motivational classroom, A Fair Duke of Tears. I believe that's what I chose for today. I'm coming back to actually do this one because this one was on the calendar a few weeks ago, but I wanted to double back because, you know, the word black and the word, you know, history and all of this, I really, much respect, by the way, my disclaimer, right? But, you know, I feel that as we grow, you know, as a nation, as a world, as a people, as even the paradigm shift, okay, you know, something that, you know, we kind of want to ignore, but we really, you know, would be kind of insane if we did ignore it. You know, the changing of the guard, you guys, and, you know, history just keeps coming back up. And we, many of us know that a lot of history, you know, we respect it. Although it's repetition, it's things that we have been doing over and over again, it's stories that we've been reciting over and over and over again to keep us trapped, to keep us looping, to keep us, you know, history is slavery within itself, okay? Again, much respect to it. But I fear Duke of Tears, I think, which is a Moor, you know, I think that he breaks down history in a respectable way, but he also tells the truth about it with gloves off. And I feel that that's what we need. People who teach history, but they're not really, you know, into the profitable gain of history, of teaching it to you, you know, but more of telling you the truth with the gloves off, so that we could truly, truly grow as a people by knowing the truth versus, you know, going around in circles and dancing with the hidden lies, okay? So that's why I respect Usher Duke of Tears. Please note that all of my video credits will be in the show notes, guys, for you to go and subscribe to their channels, Remedy H, which he is great with all the cosmic things that may be going on. You know, it's up to us to decode and declare, right, and decide what is going on internally for us as, you know, so within them without, right? DNA, as Kendrick Lamar. I love Kendrick Lamar. We were born on the same day, me and Kendrick. So an eight, we're eights, right? Life path eight. Anyhow, guys, this is going to be a real interesting one. I have not listened to this lecture because I like to listen to motivational classrooms. I like to listen to them live so we can learn and grow together as I do my own research as well. That's how I like to do it here, okay? So the references that I choose, again, are going to be in the show notes if you guys need to contact me for reading or anything like that. You can check out my services in my link tree, which is also going to be in the show notes, guys. But Brother Wisdom says, we are the custodians of this realm. Let's listen to what he got to say.
Brothers and sisters of this flesh, your energy, Brother Wisdom. We are the custodians of this realm. All right. We are the custodians of this realm. And we were supposed to have protected this realm. We were supposed to have preserved this realm. We fell off. And we fell off big time, brothers and sisters. We were supposed to continue fighting for this realm and this planet. Even though we were put under a spell, even though we were caused to fall, we were supposed to still get right back up. But a domino effect happened here on this realm. And instead of our forerunners, our brothers and sisters, the ancestors before us, instead of them continuing to fight, they began to sign treaties and make agreements with an enemy who was at the point of losing everything. And then that's when they introduced religion to us. And they introduced us to this false god, and we fell victim to a lie. How do we get back up as the custodians? Because they're brothers and sisters who are literally guarding gateways that these factions are trying to get into every day. They're guarding gateways every day. I mean, they're working in overhaul, brothers and sisters. They're working in overhaul because these factions have armies, they have military, they have a conjoined thing, a conjoining force. When you see all those flags, and one flag that you don't see is the flag called Africa, you don't see any of them in what you call Antarctica and those other areas in the Arctic Circle. You don't see that. Because they know that we are the custodians, the true custodians. So a custodian is a keeper, a guard, you know. And we've fallen off as custodians. We have literally fallen off. We have, and so many of us have forgotten our position as the keepers of this realm. We're here to keep this realm. We're here to preserve this realm. We are here to bring this realm, you know, help this realm evolve into a higher energy, a higher force, a higher power. And we have fallen off. We have literally fallen off. We have forgotten our position as the custodians. And though our enemies, as they had our brothers and sisters in that deep sleep in the so-called 20s and 30s and 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, where our people, where our own people, our species, were trying their hardest to join this false energy called a government, because they thought that money was the source of power. They forgot the nature, the cosmos, everything. And so as our people were running to be Congress and CEOs and business people and preachers and all this that society has put out here. And you got to remember, you know, like I said, long time ago, society is a structure that was created by the Orientals and these Saxons. Well, they mandate how you're supposed to live, what you're supposed to do with your life. Are you supposed to operate on a daily basis? This is what they put out there. It was like a mandate. This is how you operate. This is how you do this. This is how you do that. You know? So we fell victim to the societal structure, and we forgot who we are, what our position was as the custodians of this realm. How do we bring ourselves back from such a great fall? How do we bring ourselves back? How do we realign ourselves with such powerful energies and forces? How? what do we do? That's the question. What do we do? How do we operate? How do we get in sync? Because we got brothers and sisters who have completely forgotten who we are, what are we supposed to be doing, where are we supposed to be, how are we supposed to operate. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's really crazy. And you got those who want to fight against us for rising because they feel like they're going to lose something. They feel like losing money is like losing everything, not knowing that losing the system is regaining a certain level of power that you're supposed to have. Why do we continue to fight each other? Why do we continue to want to control each other? Why do we continue to take ourselves to this pain and agony? Why we continue to be killing each other instead of understanding our position right here on our realm as the custodians, the keepers of this realm? We're supposed to be over there in Antarctica. We're supposed to be over there in the Arctic Circle. We're supposed to be in all these places where these factions have put themselves just to make sure that the brotherhood doesn't come through. We've fallen off. We've literally fallen off, and we have literally put ourselves in a deep bind to the point where it's sometimes hard to operate under the right frequencies and vibrations. You know, like sometimes I do a video, and I know it's a powerful video, but then you're going to have this brother who's going to come, and he's going to want to spit venom on the video. And it's like, while the frequencies and vibrations are high, you got your own people wanting to destroy your own people, not knowing that we are the custodians of this realm, not knowing that we're supposed to be guarding this realm, not knowing that we're supposed to continue the fight. Remember, we talked about it, and we did that live session, and we talked about the Second Amendment, and the Second Amendment was actually meant for militias, because our brothers and sisters during that time were killing these factions, and we were attacking them, and these factions created the militias as a way of protecting themselves from us. As time went on and time progressed, what happened? They began teaching us religion. They began teaching us their laws. They began to educate us. They began to go into the different levels of education to make sure that we understood that we are supposed to obey them. And therefore, as time progressed, we had so many illusions, so many brothers and sisters out there. You know, people be talking about Rosa Parks. So Rosa Parks, nobody know that. That whole Rosa Parks thing was all planned. It was a planned action. These factions have planned us. We're going to have her sit up front, and we're going to do this. It was all planned. Just like we said, the Black Panther was all planned. It was started. Do you think UP actually created the Black Panthers? No. They didn't. He didn't. The Black Panther was a co-op between this governmental structure and the parents of Kamala Harris.
And I wanted to pause because he's making a great point on what I mean when I say the fabricated history, orchestrated. That's the word. A lot of it, a lot of this, you know what I mean, in the realm of illusions, right? It's orchestrated. And if we do not start to tell the real truth about what's going on behind the curtain, now, I always like to say that as a people, our kinfolk, not even them, you know what I'm saying? And I don't like to put the point on, you know, I don't give my power away like that. Although, not to say Brother Wisdom is, but, you know, I like to have my focuses elsewhere. Although, you know, we would do our skin folks, you know, behind the curtain, you know, it seems like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is really going on when it comes to this whole orchestrated events that we, you know, secretly join together and create, and then we project onto the world. You know what I mean? When do we start to tell the truth about the real, real shit that's hidden behind the layers, that part? We as a people, most times, will do anything for money. We got to talk about that. Will you do for money behind the curtains? What are you doing? And when we hone in on that, that's when a lot of shit gonna really hit the fan.
Kamala Harris' father came from Jamaica, and Kamala Harris' mother came from India. And they are the co-founders of the Black Panther. Yes, they are the co-founders of the Black Panther. You see what I'm saying? So you got to understand how our people still fall for the lie, just like we talked about Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and how they, you know, literally put it out there that, yeah, we pretty much did this. We started the NAACP was started by these Saxons. All right? So many different factions and organizations were started by these factions, and our people just sucked it all up. Oh, what's the NAACP gonna do? Then you had Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, who were all funded by these factions. We had so many different organizations that these factions started up, just to make sure that we did not come into the knowledge of we as the custodians of this realm. And in the meantime, they're still killing us. So, yeah, they created the laws. These factions created the law. All right? And the law was created to protect them from us. It's like the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment was created by them to protect them from us. All right? It was to protect them from us. It was to protect, to keep them, a way to keep them safe. So they had to indoctrinate our minds to make us think that they were more powerful than us. The religion was fed to us as a means of protecting themselves from us. Turn the other cheek. Love your enemies. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I mean, this is what they say, you know, and remember we talked about, you know, oh, love Jesus, love of the Lord, and the love of God is the beginning of fear. The fear of God is the beginning of love, whatever that shit is, all that shit that they fed us, that weak-ass shit, it was all designed to make sure that the custodians didn't rise up And now we're at a point now where we have our own people. If we were to get in a group and have a private group of what we're going to do, we have our own people who play the role as if they're going to assist us, and they will be behind closed doors giving the Saxons all of our information and telling them what we're going to do, how we're going to do it, when we're going to do it, why we're going to do it, where we're going to do it. You understand, brothers and sisters? The custodians have literally forgotten who they are. And so many of our people don't understand the importance, don't understand the importance of us and our realm. They don't understand the importance. They just don't get it. Our realm was literally a utopia at one point. Well, brothers and sisters from other galaxies and other universes could dock their ships, could come here and rest. We had all these buildings that you saw, like you see the World Fair and all that stuff. This was all for the brothers and sisters who came from outer space, who came to dock. They came and they were parked, and they would have their vessels there, and they would get in a room, and we would have food. And it was beautiful. And we didn't have anything with money and all that stuff. There was no money involved with that. It's just that after this great war that took place and Tree of Life destroyed, structures destroyed, spells implemented, we forgot that we were the custodians, that we are the custodians. We forgot. And it's like, what do you do in this type of situation? How do you function? Where do you go? Where do you go? I mean, it's like all these questions. You know, how do we get back to this place? And it's like, wow, we got so many distractions, and then we know the energy is here from our galactic sun, and we know evolution is happening all everywhere. We know this. But the question is, how do we get back to that position, back to that place, as the guardians of this realm, as the guardians of this galaxy? How do we get back? Because we've fallen off. Now you got these beings here trying to put themselves in place and trying to say that they are the original and they are the indigenous, and I mean it's a bunch of craziness. And it's like, how do we get ourselves back together? That's the question. How do we get ourselves back together? How do we bring ourselves into this place? I mean, it's so many fucking questions, it's crazy. Because we lost something great and powerful that belonged to us, and we gotta get it back. We gotta get it back. We're the custodians. And the custodians need to rise up. That's why we talk about building and creating, designing and structuring and opening up your mind. And it's not about bonding with your enemies. How the fuck you gonna bond with your enemies and stand up against them at the same time? You know, brother at work, he was talking about the movie Avatar. He's like, I couldn't even watch Avatar 1 in as much as watch Avatar 2. And he's like, a lot of people don't get it, that Avatar was all about people coming out of space and invading the planet and taking over the planet, and then their people taking the place of the original people and then becoming their leaders. I said, bro, you just put that in a fucking nutshell. I said, you put that in a nutshell. He said, I couldn't get myself to watch one. He's like, I can't even get myself to watch two because I know what it's all about. The custodians, the brothers and sisters who are the custodians who made a decision to stand against their own and fight for a species who came here to make sure that they remain in a state of sleepiness. I just don't get it. We got so much to do, brothers and sisters. And I see a lot of our people say, hey, my family is standing against me on this here because, you know, that indoctrination, that spell, you know, that Christianity spell. You know, you got to understand, Christianity is witchcraft. Our people don't understand that. Christianity is witchcraft. You coming out loud and say, I give my soul to Jesus that he may guide my footsteps, and you don't know who you are linking into. Christianity is nothing but witchcraft. The Islam is nothing but witchcraft. You're literally linking into somebody, some being outside of you that they're supposed to bring you happiness. And then in Christianity, so, you know, if you're suffering, it's all in the will of God. And don't worry, just go through the suffering. You know, just go through the suffering and it'll be all right. And, you know, just it'll be, you know, you enjoy the suffering. That's what they say. Enjoy the suffering. Because they say, you know, in the Bible it says there's joy and suffering. Like, where does that make sense? Christianity is witchcraft. This is a way to keep a people down to make sure that they don't rise again. That's what it's all about. To keep a people down, to make sure that they don't rise again, to make sure that they don't become that power, that energy, that structure, that life, that everything, to make sure that they don't return back as the original custodians of this realm. And brothers and sisters, believe me, brothers and sisters, we fought. We fought. You talking about what they call a 100-year war? You talking about the Gullah Wars that lasted for damn near 200 years? We fought. We were fighters. We were warriors. We were soldiers. We fought, and we did not give up until we made agreements with our enemies and started signing treaties. And it's okay, we give up. But tell you what, we can make agreement with you, and we'll do this, and we'll do this, and we'll do this. And we made agreements with them instead of killing them off at the very moment. And if we would have did that, we wouldn't have been here right now. But we were warriors. Now look at the warriors. Alternative lifestyles. Marrying and dating outside of the species. Completely forgetting who we are and claiming to be something that we're not. All of our warriors. And you got the brothers and sisters fighting against each other. The prison system filled up with our warriors who's supposed to be fighting with us. Who's supposed to be going back into that dark power, that dark energy, that sorcery, that wizardry, everything. They're supposed to be going back into that, but they're in the prison because, oh, they killed a brother. They killed a brother for a piece of cotton paper with a Saxon face on it. They killed a sister. Well, the piece of clothing with a Saxon name on it because they thought that was a sense of power. we've forgotten that we're custodians. We've forgotten that we're custodians. Now the question is how do we get back? I'm going to leave that as a question. All power to the multi-chakra, semester, and other things. May chaos ring with you forever and ever. Chaos is everything. Chaos is change. How do we get the custodians back? How do we bring ourselves back as custodians? Because we have so many brothers and sisters out there who have literally done an about face and refused to see who we are. You have brothers and sisters and the police officers and judges, and they're watching this. They're watching this. I believe me, brothers and sisters, they're watching. And they see what I'm saying, and they're ready to stand up for this Saxon system, this alien-based system. They're ready to stand up for it because they believe in it. They believe that this. They believe, oh, I'm American. I'm this, and I'm not this. I'm not this, and oh no, I am black. I am black. You know, they. This is what they believe, and they will fight stern heart, brothers and sisters, police officers, judges, attorneys. All they will fight tooth and nail for the system because they don't know that they are custodians, that we are in that bloodline of the true custodians. Yeah, it's disappointing. It's depressing too, brothers. Well, this too shall pass. All right. I'll catch you guys later. Much power to you all.
It's a part of the process. You know, I like to add to that. It's a part of the process in which, you know, the process of unlearning is the chaos. So yeah, that's where a lot of us are at. You know what I mean? And it can be depressing. It can be upsetting. It can be, you know, but when you've been through a lot, you know, it's like, you know, this too shall pass, as you say. You know, it's just a moment. You know what I mean? Just, I think, you know, as far as living in those moments, you know what I mean? Anyway, as we shift our perspective when it comes to the topic of history, when the world was Asia, you know, we're moving past the word black, you know what I mean? I like to hop into carbon beings, you know, and that's where the magical beings of many different shades, you know what I mean, not just black, but, you know, blue and green and, you know what I mean? So, you know, there was a point, as history states, well, no, I don't even know if history states, but we'll listen to what Esther Duplantis has to say about this, although... You know, there's a thing that says, you know, if the more you start to uncover the layers of the earth, you'll start to see how black, you know, it is. So we're talking about the black Arabs, the black Chinese, you know, the black Asians, if you will. You know what I mean? So that's what we're going. That's what today's lecture is focal point. I just wanted to point a picture on the current event as far as how bloodline and how things are passed down from generation to generation. And just to be aware, as Erykah Badu said, I'm going to find that what she said on being aware is very important. So that's the intention of this podcast. So let's see what he has to say when it comes to
I read a passage somewhere, and it was talking about the establishment of the Livingstone calendar and how the temporal powers need to do it. And I looked at the dates in which they, you know, was striving to do this. So it corresponds around the time of what they call the Dumb Diversity, which led to a series of papal bulls that was about taking the land from the Saracens and pagans. That would be us. You didn't know. However, we have been so inundated with racism and false history that we be really absorbing it to the point that we think that the people who are in these places then are the people that was there back in the day. When in reality, maybe the world was more like this and is still like this. You know what I'm saying? And so because of that, we then tend to create a form of mind control within ourselves to justify a history and a mind time stream that technically really doesn't exist. So this, as a hypothesis, is me saying, if the present time stream or time calendar that we base past, present, and future on was invented at a certain time, let's say 1581 to 1582, and prior to that term, there was no real designation between what we call the ancient world, the classical world, the medieval world. All those worlds were simultaneously happening at the same time, in which there were literally still giants and unexplainable things in the planet at this time. And so if that means that up until that point the past did not exist, then that means then that what we perceive as the future is based upon time does not exist. Therefore, any time stream that we give it, when we say the Moors went in the 7th century, that's the 7th century based upon the Gregorian calendar with the year 1582 being the year 1. You understand what I'm saying? The same way when the Nicene calendar, the Nicene people got together and made it the year 1, under the Constantine thing, made the year 1 based on the birth of Christ. You understand what I'm saying? So if we are striving to establish a time frame in which we say, okay, well, we rule here, we rule. Problem is really is that we are striving to justify our history to people who are claiming not to be a part of our history. So in doing it now, after that, right around that time, this is when the 21 Savage thing popped off, right? So no, when I did announce to that, I did announce to, well, the fact that he is British by way of Dominica, because the people in the island of Dominica have made themselves and still have allowed themselves to be a protectorate under the same people that have been exploiting everything from the beginning. So that means he, as a British subject, is in league with being that he's under jurisdiction of the United States, which may explain why he and his father was a British agent, so-called holistic doctor, one of the only holistic doctors that has not been murdered. Y'all know about that, right? Y'all heard about that? And he killed over, 80, 88, 89 holistic doctors all over the world. But he got to still be alive, and he's a doctor, holistic doctor to the stars, while his son basically disavowed him and said that he was a deadbeat and didn't have any relationship. Right, we're looking at an operative. So if we're looking at an operative of what? So when I started to do the knowledge to that, I was like, well, wow, that's interesting that you have this many people who, you have this brother who used to wear straight up and down is a bankhead goon. You know what I'm saying? He's a straight banger. He even been in jail, he even shot people, he even sold dope, he even flipped heroin. You know what I'm saying? At least that's what they're saying that he did. You understand? So as a 21 Savage, he has already been through the ritual with his best friend and got killed. Like it's a script, is what I'm saying. So when I started to analyze, okay, well, where did this script, how did this script start? Who started this script? The same people started this script is the same people been running the script since they invented this temporal time that we refer to as physical time that really is on energy and perception. Right? So we're rational beings, correct? So when I started to do the knowledge for that, I said, okay, well, let me see who else is out there like that. You know what I'm saying? So wait, let me get this up. These are just some. I don't want to waste my time when these people, I just want to illustrate my point visually. Who hurt Jamaica? Bambada, Jamaican, 21 Savage, Dominica, Britain, Moni Love, British, Slick Rick, British, Akon, Senegalese, Sudanese, MC Light, Trinidad, Nicki Minaj, Trinidad, Wyclef Jean, Haiti, Picasso Rel, Haiti, Kobe Bryant, Italy, Drake, Canada, China Mac, China, Marcus Garvey, Jamaica, Kasi 6ix9ine, Mexico, Hugo Weaving, the nigga from The Matrix, Mr. Smith, he was born in Nigeria. Bruce Willis was born in West Germany. Okay? So do the nods to that. It was a Kool Herc, Bambaataa, 21 Savage. Well, Kool Herc and Bambaataa alone. These are the founders. The founders. The Marcus Garvey was born in Jamaica. So think about it. You have somebody that was born in Jamaica that wants to bring us back to Africa. Think about that. So we also need to look into the relationship between the UNIA, aspects of UNIA, and the American Colonial Society and its relationship to Liberia. Yeah, Sean, thank you. That's another one. Sean, Belize, by way of Israel, right? But look at that. Sean, been in jail for murder, right? Busting somebody. Bambaataa, molestation, right? Kool Herc, they had something about him that he may have raped a girl back in the day. Went to jail for murder, shooting his American cousin, right? Due to knowledge. Due to knowledge. Nicki Minaj, her brother, is locked up right now for pedophilia, right? Right now, look, Wyclef, look. You know, look what he did to Haiti. Look what Wyclef did to Haiti with him being a rapper. Do the knowledge. Look at Tekashi. Tekashi 6ix9ine whole style came from a more named Supernova Slum. Look at Supernova Slum's old videos. He was rapping and all that. But look at his videos. Look where he at. He in the same place. Tekashi be doing his. Start doing his thing. Look at him, and then look at the show. Look at what I'm saying to you. I'm saying that these are people who have shaped the world opinion of you as a Moorish American, as a so-called black man or black woman in America. You understand what I'm saying? You'd announce that. Has anybody ever heard of something called the New Madrid Earthquake? Never heard of that, have you? Well, for those that don't know, it was an earthquake that happened in New Madrid, which is here in America, in 1811, the year before 1812. And that situation led to worldwide devastation based upon the fact it was a part of a worldwide flood buried everything and everybody, which may or may not be the result of what we in the Bible, those of us who are Moors and understand the connection with us as being, you know, part of the tribes of Canaan and Ham and all of that. You will understand it from the perspective of what's called the deluge, which was the time in which everything was. The waters had receded. But you got to understand, if there was a worldwide flood, just like there's a worldwide anything, in order for that to recede, people act like when you read the Bible, that just stops happening. What if all of these tsunamis and all of these things that we see as world disasters or whatever are actually the manifestation or the result of these things still settling, and the people who moved into everything once it was flipped up, basically orchestrated all of this stuff to get us caught up. Because from what I've been able to research, yeah, but the thing is, we've been talking about this. We was talking about this. This discussion was in the conscious community when we was debating who shot the noses off the Simpson. Because during that debate, we would get into understandings and different things about, well, if we read about Egypt and all of that, they said that at a certain time, there was a famine. And there was a drought, which means that up until that time, if there was this famine and there was this drought, it was lush with vegetation. If you and I go to Egypt right now, we go into the desert and we go with a Geiger counter, there are elements of that place that are still highly radioactive. How do you explain that? they don't. So what they do is they tell you aliens built the pyramids and all this other crap, and they got us looking in the wrong direction. You know what I'm saying? They got us looking into some sort of they go into some sort of regression, and we start to again. You know when you read, when you was a kid and you used to read stuff, and then you put something there in the word, like you put a vowel or a A there, and it's not, and it's not there. It's the same thing. That is the same result of when we see something that somebody does and we make an excuse for it and we kind of like put it to the back without really addressing it if it bothers us. Because some stuff is small stuff, but in the end, it'd be the small stuff that leads to the big stuff. So it's better to deal with it or whatever now or whatever. So what we're seeing on the TV, like we've been talking, like when they start talking about this stuff, Tataria and all of this stuff, like this is what we were talking about when we was 5%ers, when we talked about how the whole planet was named Asia. Khalid Muhammad told us that, and he declared that he was the Moor. He said during that period, the Moors, the Asiatics, ruled the world. So when you look at the Asiatic diaspora in terms of us as Moors of the so-called Asiatic race, that are not necessarily people outside of us all being a part of man. So a donkey is not a horse. It's the same way you are not a phenotypical African. And no matter how they try to make you into that, no matter how you try to assimilate into that, unless that is directly a part of your ancestral DNA, that's still you customizing something to fit your worldview. We already got pictures of them with the batteries and all of that. We already got pictures of them more. We already been talking about all of this. But the thing is, when they put it in these contexts and they use words like Tartary, and but then don't mention things like Barbary, what it does is it throws off the equilibrium of our people, because then it looks like we trying to like tap into them, and this is something that they got from us. We've been talking about this. But for instance, like when you see this, you ever see pictures of these Moors holding these things? Now look, this is the king of Hungary, right, from the house of Anjou. So when they talk about the Jews of Europe or the Jews of England or the Jews of old Europe, they talk about the Anjous, the Anjudites, who the Ain or the An is the Asiatic connection, because that binds them through the Ain Nu. And those are Asiatic people who, although being these guys were in Europe, they still had connections to the Far East because of the Moors. King James England was established in 927. The Holy Roman Empire was established in 962. Okay? The so-called Roman Empire, 30-something, right? And then that plunged everybody basically into the dark ages in Europe until the 4, 5, 6, 7. So for 3 centuries, everybody that was in Europe that was with albinism, with no education, is basically plunged into little darkness. Whereas Moors like this, we living in high, or they living in high splendor, high culture, because they're still Christianized, and they have relationships to Byzantium, so that also gives them, again, an Asiatic influence, because Byzantium had relationships with the Barbary Moors, right, in Andalus and Spain, as well as in the Americas or whatever, as well as the so-called Tartary Moors, i.e. Genghis and them, Kublai Khan and them, back in the day. But you see in their hands, you see these things in their hands? see a lot of these pictures with these people with these things in their hands, especially in Europe. You see them in America. You see them all over the world with the world, but this is what you see. In one hand, they have a sword or a cross or a harp or whatever. In the other hand, they're holding an oar. Even in ancient times, Egypt, you see it. You know what those are? Okay, let me show you. Okay. That's the thing, the little things in these types of, you know, even watching these DVDs and going and asking these questions and debating who's related to who and what is what and all this stuff, but in the end, like, it'd be the simple stuff that throws us off from what this stuff really is and who we were or are in it. I can just find this. I hate that when I pull it up.
Just to let y'all know, we won't be able to finish this lecture, but the complete lecture is going to be in the show notes.
They're actually electromagnetically charged batteries that were used to power the dominion that they were in through ancient technology that was based on the elements and how to use the elements in means of energy, renewable energy conduction. So one of these things could power a whole city. And so it was always entrusted to whoever was the ruler or the taker of the city, because this was a custom that went all the way back when we, the descendants that Allah of Ham and Noah and Cush and all of that. Now I'm speaking of them as genetic forebears based upon the global evidence of there being many worldwide catastrophes that culminated in the destruction of whole civilizations and antediluvian people that existed in those civilizations, who your ancestors were ordained by Allah to go into these vast megalithic structured kingdoms they built and take them. This right here, this battery, this one battery right here in Iraq can power a whole city. Or excuse me, let me exaggerate. They said that this thing is still active. I mean, if they hook it up to something, it's still going to work. And you see the three strand lines on it, right? Look, look, the exact same thing. But what they did, the Christian Moors did, they put the cross on top of it because it showed that they were related or from the original people of the four winds. The original people of the four winds were the people who came from the four corners after this fell and established the kingdoms. When you read the Bible or the book of Enoch, really the first book of Enoch, the other ones is, the first book of Enoch is the one we're going to deal with if you want to get into the genetic creation of these things. And for some reason, Allah wanted Yes, I'm saying that those orbs, those are... that our ancestors both enhanced and helped create as they were passed down as spoils of war from when we laid dominion over the entire earth in the name of Allah. This is talked about in the book of Deuteronomy. It's talked about in the book of Kings. It's talked about in the book of Judges. It says that the walls of Canaan were immeasurable, were too high to even be seen. So imagine us going somewhere and seeing these walls that's at least 4,000 meters high. You can't even imagine that. They said the cedar trees of Lebanon were so big that nobody could see the top of them. And that the fruit that they produced and the oxygen they produced led to the over-oxidation and the enhancement of everything around. You understand? They got you thinking that people your size built this stuff. And then if not, you don't buy that, then they tell you that it was aliens and all these other people. When these aliens and these other people are descended from the people and the people we put in context. When you read the story of read the Bible, read the Circle of Seven, it talks about the Canaanites. It says the Canaanites, the Hamathites, right, the Amorites, and then it's in the Bible, all of those people are giants. Stomping on. Look, he's a giant. Look at his horse. Look how small these people are. So we made that. So we making this up. So they just drew this to show what? Oh, symbolically, this shows how big he towered over them. So you mean to tell me these people are didactically opposed to anything that is not mathematically down to the minute decimal, but they just gonna create some fantastic stuff that don't exist in the world around them, just out of their imagination. That's what we saying. Yeah, read the prologue of the Song Empire, and the Song Empire was the Asiatic Empire connected to Kublai Khan. I ain't gonna go into what that says, but go in and read it. Read what they say about the Moors and what they brought them. Get this book. Because what we're dealing with is not just the repression of our history as Moors and Americans. We're talking about the repression of our direct, integral participation in world events and the financial remuneration that we're supposed to receive from them. So in order to get us to not do that from the beginning of, I would say, from the beginning, but in our modern time sphere, we would say around the time of the New Madrid earthquake, which again was a worldwide result of the receding waters of the deluge that had been constantly been happening. Afterwards, these people basically just walked into places that we already had. I'm sorry, I heard it. Where am I from? Yes, that comet is related to the blue plasma sphere burst that you seen over New York the other day. That's all a part of the same thing. So, again, research them batteries. Look, here goes somebody else's one. She got it inside of a clock. We're not doing the knowledge because we're still looking at ourselves through their eyes. We're looking at our eyes through the eyes of the caveman, and he's only not going to give us the story. He's just going to flip it. When they're talking about the aliens, they're talking about us. They say that they don't know who built the pyramids, but then when you read the actual documentation from the actual people that were there, you find out not only was they Muslim, but the people they say built it didn't. It was actually giants, and they put pictures up with it. I'll show you right now. The African practice genetics over there, they have a custom of self genetic modification. You understand? And over here, wasn't really all like that. Those of us that was like that were those of us that had those types of relations in our family tree. And sometimes for treaties and things like that, we would, you know, unify with people to maintain. Everybody know Russia. Y'all know Russia. Y'all heard of Peter the Great. This Peter the Great. That's why they hate the Russians, because the Russians didn't go through the Reconquista. The Russians didn't go through the Renaissance. They kept all of the old stuff from when Byzantium fell. Because remember, when Byzantium fell, it fell to Mohammed II. Right? But it was one family ruling everything. So those people had to be wiped out. So there was a group of people. When we keep talking about the Illuminati and all these people, you can't talk about them without talking about the Alumbrados. The Alumbrados was those Moors who were part of those orders, those ancient orders that chose to stay in Europe, act like they were Christians, and then fortify the return of the Sultan. This is what their original mission was, right, when you read about them. Word got out to the budding powers around the 15th century that this was going down. So what they needed to do was set up their own version. So Ignatius Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits, he created a order called the Good Society of Jesus and became the first black pope. And then he had a bodyguard named Contalini. Contalini and them was Venetians. The Venetians were part of the old, what they seen as the old tradition of the old Phoenician Empire, a trade, an empire based on trade, okay? And they were, for the most part, Latin speakers based upon them, in a sense, growing up under Moorish rule. And once the Moors got deposed in the 1400s, those Moors who wanted to maintain lands, or those Moors that wanted to fight against Spain, or those Moors that wanted whatever, would go to Venice or the Venetians to get their thing popped. And eventually, the Venetians would find ways to corrupt these Moors. And so when they went back to their own kingdom, you know, they would use blackmail and try to, like, say that they would start rumors that they were eating pork and things like this in order to keep their money. But then they would flip their money, give the money back, and now this created this off-balance relationship. This is because the Venetians were followers. Old Carthage, now this is the amalgamated period. So all these people I'm seeing on your screen, this right here is from the Royal Abbey. This is a picture done of life, a statue of life, allegedly of Shakespeare, or sheiks. This is King James. This is Mary, Queen of Scots. And this is his father, King Henry I. They were part of, well, look at this. So I mean with Moors, like you got to get on it. You know history and you accept your ancestry. You don't forsake one ancestor over the other. So yeah, these guys who were Hebrews, King James and us, there's a book called Primitive Nations, Primitive Black Nations by a guy named Raffinesse, who is also a piece of crap too, but he did keep it real with a lot, leaving a lot of the ancient information in him. Anyway, in that book, he talks about James coming to Andalus, getting the records, and then going back and having Shakespeare and his company basically draft the Bible by 1611 because he was trying to stop the dirty papacy. These ones right here. See these ones? See how you got the fez on? But then under in the tabernacle, he mentioned the deal with the black devil. See that? So Shakespeare, the author was named, the book is called Primitive Black Nation. Shakespeare, who they call Shakespeare, again, you know, put his essence or whatever in it. And what he was basically doing was writing stories about the fall of the Hebraic line of Moors who are now going to be displaced by the Doty Venetians, who was going to use the wild cave people to basically bless up their kingdom and then assume their position. This was started by Ignatius Loyola and the so-called Amalgamated Venetians, these people who were acting, who were descended in some ways from ancient Venetians like we are, but they chose to deny the soul. So their worship of Apollo, so they acted like Christians, but they was really pagan. So they would worship Apollo, and they would put on their buildings, they would put the winged lion, riding with the wind. That's their thing. So anytime you see that, that was what they adopted, because that was the symbol that the Phoenicians used to put on the front of their ships. You understand? Hannibal and them. So they're basically saying that we're carrying on this tradition of a trade empire. But unlike old Phoenicia, unlike old things, at least with Phoenicia, they were actually also producing goods. They were producing things, and they were going around the whole globe as the direct descendants of everybody and maintaining the shores and the international tradeways of the world. You understand what I'm saying? Because we were already seafarers, because they were all the direct descendants of the direct descendants of the direct descendants of those Moors and those original Asiatics that were made in the Dalala and set to put dominion over the whole world. So when you hear this says what? Hibernia Rex Jacobus, right? Hibernia Rex Jacobus, Magna Britannia Francia. So it basically says the king of Britain, France, and Hibernia. Iberia, or Hibernia, is the Hebrides, which we now call Scotland, Ireland, Wales, all of that. And the dominions of the so-called Hebrews, because he was their king, under the fact that they were the children of the house of Yaqub. They're telling you right here. So when we talk about, don't they call their flag the Union Jack, right? Jack is short for Yaqub. Islam, James was running the whole thing. He was trying to, in some instances, trying to marry back into the line over here, while at the same time canonizing what he saw the dark papacy and these things doing, which is now they're trying to basically create a puppet system where it looks like the white people running it, and then meanwhile, they receiving all of the checks and the benefits. And because they don't believe in the soul, they believe that the soul is only expressed as the person is alive. Because they say when the person dies, the only evidence that you can see that the soul exists is in a living person. So they rejected creationism. They rejected the idea that Allah was eternal and that the Holy Spirit or the soul was the evidence of Allah made flesh. James and them were trying to shut that down. So the oligarchical Venetians, they start now trying to bury everything. First, they got to defame him and get rid of him because their Bible got to rock. But you got to understand, there was another Bible before this Bible that they were rocking with called the Geneva Bible from 1599. And that Bible, again, was what? That Bible was the one where all of the black people referred to as Moors. Go get it and read it and see what I'm talking about. When you read about Micah, the prophet Micah of the Moors, right? This is the Moors. This is the line of David, of which we are the descendants of as well. Because as Canaanites, we represent those ancient giants that were actually Canaanites who then married the daughters of men and then fought within the family. But there was a unification between, in the Bible, this is what it says, as well as the Dhamma of the Ramayana, the Ramayana text from India, because this is all allegedly happening at the same time. They got us thinking right going left. So James, they start spreading rumors about him that he had sex with his mother and this and that. You did? So what Shakespeare started to do was write plays, or Shakespeare company started writing plays with the Moors and them to get hit, to put the monarchy and them on to what was really happening with these amalgamated Moors trying to take everything over. This is why in the movie, in this movie, in the play Othello, Othello basically is representative of James. You know what I'm saying? And Iago is representative of the Venetian, of Cantalini. This dude I'm talking to you about. It's called the Geneva Bible from 1599. So remember, they created the BC thing in 1582, 81. But in 1599, they already rocking with the Geneva Bible. Then by 1611, he come out with the revised version of that, which is now threatening everybody's understanding because now it's leading people to read in Europe, for example. Then he's trying to establish kingdoms over here through the East India Company. They got to figure out a way to get that. And so the Pope and them start putting, they want to break the connection between the original dynasty over there that's trying to come back over here and get right between those of us that already had dynasties and empires over here. So they got to break that up. So what they do, they get the Pope to do the dumb diversity in 1533, which leads to what? The Crusades, which is what? A giant land grab. Why? Because the ancient technology and all that stuff is out there. While the rest of everybody in Europe is in the dark, these castles is being lit up. These towns is being lit up by renewable energy. You know, you got all the stuff that it's the Egyptians got, that the ancient Yakubian tribes got, because they were the ones who took it from the ancient giants that we replaced and made our vassals, of which then some of us interbred into them, which explains people like Hakeem Olajuwon and Michael Jordan and the rest of these people. These people just ain't come from nowhere. They got us, again, thinking right, going left. They got us thinking that the Bible's evil. No, the Bible is whatever you want it to be. That's what type of spell book that is. It's the word of God if God is in your heart. It's the word of the devil if the devil's in your heart. That's how you know it's a temporal flux capacitor. It's whatever you want to use it for, you can freak it. Tell me I'm wrong. That's how everybody has used it. Why? Because that's the spell that the Shakespeare Company put on the whole thing when they started to create it, to hide the demise of the Moorish Empire. To show you, you can't trust niggas like Iago, Othello. You can't trust the Prince of Denmark, Hamlet, because they all in bed with the Phoenicians. And the Phoenicians is under the illusion that they are somehow a real descendant from these people when the original Phoenicians, Carthage, and then they was against dirty Rome and all of that. You understand what I'm saying? If we go on about what they history is talking about, when we talking about the Greeks and the Romans, them pictures they showing you is new. This is who it is. This is who the people they talking about. I just showed you in Byzantium, all of the pictures is black. So everybody was black. A direct quote from Benjamin Franklin says, everybody is black. Asia, Africa, America, the Britons, the Swedes. When did they become white? They became this during the time that the Venetians probably figured out how to time certain political upheavals with the rise and fall of the deluge waters. That's still happening. It's still happening. Where these floods coming from? Oh, Hart did it. Really? Really? You actually seen Hart create it? You seen them create the machine? I seen them create clouds. You know what I'm saying? That's what I see them create. I don't, what I'm starting to say, brothers and sisters, is look, we got to get into who, okay, so when they said, oh, Illuminati, who? Do you even know what Columbus signature, you think Columbus did this and that? Do you even know what Columbus signature even looked like? If you've seen it, if somebody said, oh, this is Columbus signature, so no. And I'm not talking about y'all specifically, I'm just saying us in general. We're using and talking about these people and we're trying to verify who he is, but you don't even know what his signature looks like. So how are you going to tell me how many ships he had, who he came with, all of this? How is he trying to get to India when India, the concept of India at the time did not exist? That place was called Hindustan. And those people were Asiatic, a part of the Mauryan dynasty. You could read Consecrated Talisman, volumes 1 and 3 on that. You could read Ancient African Presence in Early Asia on that. You could read Saga BC on that. You can read about the Mongol invasion in the 13th century. There's a book on that. So we keep talking about Columbus. Well, Columbus, well, why don't you tell me? You tell me about Marco Polo. You tell me he met Genghis Khan, but you ain't telling me that Marco Polo with Genghis Khan basically tried to reunify the whole empire by sending whole fleet, giant ships over here with giants and mastodons and mammoths and elephants and all types of stuff over here to shut everything down. I ain't talking about that. Why not? For, well, case in point, this is Columbus' signature. Saskatchewan, same continent. Okay. So, okay, well, what other evidence do we got of that? Okay, well, What about this? How we explain this? How does dude walking a giraffe like you walk a pit bull? How he doing that? How we explaining that? Okay, well, that's a artistic rep. No. How you gonna tell me? How you gonna tell me what it is? And you don't even. And I'm talking about these Egyptian scholars. People telling you that that's Egypt over there, Africa. Look, there is approximately 30% of land on the eastern side and approximately 70% of land on the other, right? Western Mystic. In Egypt over there, there's 30% of the land over there and 30% of the land over here. Missouri is Mizraim in the Bible. So when we talk about us as Moors being descendant of the Moabites and the Canaanites and these people, they were not those who, as we stop being giants of stature, we start now becoming giants in the mind. Because think about it. Think about what it would be like for me and you right now to go conquer a city like that. And they've been showing us in all the pictures, and we just not seeing it. Look, this is a picture of Rome. Look how tall this dude is. To this dude. Am I bugging? Look how big this dude is. This is the king. Look at the Moors. Okay, so how else can we try to prove that? Okay, well, let's look at these. This is a map of all of the places they found bones of giants in the United States. So the same people that's talking about the Book of Enoch, the 12 commandments, the laws, the this, the that, they're not talking to us about the aspect of our history that they have turned into a mythic thing, and they are taking away the power that Allah gave us and the understanding of what it was like to basically force these things into things to the point where they became actual parts of the landmass that we began to build artifices in. Why would we build giant pyramids with blocks that me and you and the size that we're in now could never hold? It doesn't make sense. But this makes sense. Six meters tall. So that brick ain't nothing for him. And look who walking next to him. The ones who were given dominion over those types. I got another one, huh? So they was just making this up. They just drawing these things just, oh, you know, we like to make things look like what they not. No, that's what the so-called Greeks did. That's what they did during Reconstruction when they created all of this myths. The process, the whole thing was about doing to what we did to the giants, they did to us. They got us to reduce ourselves and become small in the mind, in the spirit, started with the consecration, taking of the land from the people, because that was our connection. That was the land of milk and honey. They call it that for a reason. When you read the Bible, like, again, and I'm not saying be a Christian. That's not what we're saying. We Moors, we're the purest Christians, because we understand Allah. We understand Isa. And we bear witness to him in his original capacity. Alaska is an Arabic word. These people want you to be from Africa, but think about this. Every country in Africa is named with an English word. To the point when you go to the country, the language, for the most part, when the country's name is written on everything, is written in English. Nigeria was named by a lady named Lady Flores. She named it that when she left. Think about that. So all of the names for the African countries are English, then how are you going to, ain't you speaking English now? Why you got to go over there to do that? So again, I'm showing you direct evidence. Matter of fact, let me get the actual words from the dude. Anybody got any questions while I'm finding this? So there's Nazarenes, which are the original Christians, who technically are also Coptics. They are Byzantine, Abyssinia, parts of Nubia, all of that, right? That is a part of that sphere of influence. All of those Moors are considered Caucasian. Or Aryan, if you didn't know. So when they talk about Aryans, they talk about them, because they are have the Hindu strain. They got the Kushite strain. Look, this in America. So the thing is, we are everything that we consider that are minerals and all of that oil, all that stuff. All that stuff, that mantle, that rock, that matter, that stuff is the leftover energy and fatty and skin deposits of these megalithic beings that we, the Moors of North Central South America and the world, subdue. They're going another. And you can tell by the skulls that the ones that we're dealing with, they was all black. Fits up with what you read in the Book of Enoch, which fits up with what you read in the Book of Giants, what you read in all these other things, the Book of Deuteronomy, because all of those books were basically about how we structured the new world and rise and fell. When you read the Bible, and it talks about the building of the Temple of Solomon. It says that Solomon got the descendants of the giants to help him build it. And what they did was they quarried it they hewn and made the stones and everything at the site. So that way, when they brought it to the actual site where they would erect the edifice, no sound of a hammer or a mortar or anything would be heard. So it was totally silent when they set this whole thing up. And that was part of the spirituality that was ordained by Allah for them to do that. That's what he decreed them to do. And so they did that. So when we look at these cities with these giant walls and stuff like that, and these huge things that we just automatically have written off to the words like colonial architecture or Gothic architecture, or Romanesque or Greek architecture. None of that exists. All of that is either barbarian or Tartarian which is basically ancient Asiatic, because we were the inheritors of the ancient Atlantean so-called empires that basically rose up and took control of the world, which is why people ain't going to never let go of the Bible, because that was the express trust given to the Moors and the descendants of the so-called tribes that turned the world into what it is. But that whole aspect of history was broken up into fantasy, into different religions and all of that to basically move away from what's really going on. This is an ancient map of America. Now, as you see here, all of this, none of this is written. They said that they, nobody went in this area because this is where all the giants was. So we was all up in here. Back then, California was an island. Another thing, I challenge anybody to find a map that has the Great Wall in China in it before the 1600s. You're not going to find one because it wasn't there before the 1600s, but they told us it was there from 300-something B.C., right? But remember, B.C. was invented in 1582, right? See what I'm saying? None of this stuff is real. What this also means is that we are in the past, the ancient past, our ancestors and all that stuff now. So when we put that fez and that turban on or whatever, the vivacity surrounds us begins to change, and we go back to looking like or appearing like the people who set all of this in motion, us, the Moors, the ancient Phoenicians, the ones that these fake Illuminati people is acting like to hold on to power. There was no such person as Khufu. So when these people are talking about Khufu and Khafre and Menkaure, that's fake. That dude's name was King Shaddad Ad-Ahmad. Shaddad Ad-Am. Hamas. And he ordered the king of the Adites, who were the giants, to build the pyramid. And he told them to go to the land of Taurian. Taurian is also Tyre, where Solomon and them was allegedly from, the giants that built that. But Taurian also is where we today call Asia, or what they eventually be called Scythia. Sarmatia, then it became Scythia, then it became Tartary. And of the Tartars, you had the Huns and the Mons. You see what I'm saying? Both of the Asiatic races, both descendants of giants, because these are the giants that stayed after they brought the stones back. Some of them stayed there and lived with the so-called Thracians. So he talked to us about Greeks, he talked to us about Hebrews, but who taught the Egyptians and the Hebrews the language? Because the Hebrews taught the so-called Greeks, but we know they're not Greeks. We know they're Minoans or Macedonians or whatever their national name was. So King Adad and his sons were buried inside the pyramid, and he was a giant. This is what it say on the wall. Let me get the other picture. Hold on. Here we go. King Shaddad, who they call Khufu, is a Muslim. Mentioned the pyramid. Madid Shaddad Mohammed. Alam Zat Ahmed. Don't that sound Arabic to you? Don't that sound Moorish to you, right? That don't sound Egyptian, do it? This how it's translated. Madid, support, help, extend, compliment. Shaddad, Khufu. Mohammed, pewter, extended, longer. Aram, pyramid, sun. Zat, adjective for tool. Ahmed, build. So that's written. So like when they write on the side of a building founded by such and such person, that's what he wrote on the side. The same way Hannibal or whoever, Hannibal Bay wrote, this was whoever, this was the Moors on the Bourne Stone. So ancient Thracia or Thrace was also called Tars. Tars is where we get Tars or Tartar from. So these were ancient so-called Egyptians who had a parallel culture, who were also somewhat giants or whatever, and had their own script of doing things and a way of building things. And when they relocated to this area that we today call now Asia or whatever, Turin, they eventually turned that into that because the descendants of Turin were also in what we used to call Shinar. Shinar is what they now today call Sumer, that area, that whole Mesopotamian world. This was the symbol of Thrace. Now, what does this look like? An M, right? But what else does it look like? Keep looking.
All right, I'm going to pause it right there, guys, because we got like, wow, that didn't even put the icing on the cake. I encourage people to go and watch the full lecture, guys, so you can get the visuals that he's showing you guys and all that good stuff, okay? All right, guys, enjoyed that lecture. When it comes to the topic of history, it's best to tap into your inner remembrance. When it comes to that, and for you to be aware, right? So, please join me tomorrow, Spiritual Soul Sunday. What am I talking about tomorrow? Narcissism, yeah. The COVID narcissist, I think I'm speaking on tomorrow. So, please check that out. 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. If I come on at an earlier time, you can always catch the replay. All right, guys. Till next time. Peace.
Winning on my mama, that's the realest shit.